Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll feature three more Motown artists that have their name in the title of the group. This half hour, we'll hear from Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, The Temptations, Michael McDonald, Diana Ross and the Supremes, The Marvelettes, R. Dean Taylor, Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers, and Boyz II Men. Well, first up this half hour, a number one smash hit from Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, The Tears of a Clown, right here on Motown.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Your finger.
We've got to face reality.
Hotel Memories with Tom Fallon.
A Motown memory from Michael McDonald, his version of Ain't No Mountain High Enough, and that was recorded and released in 2003. Before that, The Temptations and Take a Look Around, number 30 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1972. And we started with Smokey Robinson, The Miracles, The Tears of a Clown, number 1 from 1970. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring Motown artists with their name in the title of the group. Coming up, Diana Ross and the Supremes and I'm Living in Shame from 1969. Well, I'm Living in Shame was a sequel to the Supremes' number one hit, Love Child, but it only reached number 10 in the United States. Interestingly enough, Diana Ross sang lead vocal, but neither one of the backing Supremes' Mary Wilson or Sidney Birdsong was featured in this song. Instead, background vocals were by the Andantes, who consisted of Jackie Hicks, Marlene Barrow, and Luvane Debs. Besides peaking at number 10 on the U.S. pop charts, it peaked in Canada at number 2, it peaked on the United States Rhythm Blues charts at number 8, and in the U.K. at 14, and in Australia at 28. Well, here are Diana Ross and the Supremes, I'm Living in Shame, right here on Motown.
She wore a sloppy dress. Oh, no matter how she tried, she always looked a mess. Out of the pot she ate, never used a fork or dinner plate. I was always so afraid for my uptown friends to see her. Afraid one day when I was grown that I would be her. Home, a new identity I found. Said I was born she always did her best. Oh, cooking, cleaning, always in the same old dress. Working hard down on her knees, always trying to please. Mama, 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 can you hear me? Mama, 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 can you hear me? I'm
star Dean Taylor in There's a Ghost in My House, and that reached number 3 in the UK in 1974. It was originally released in the United States in 1967 and didn't chart. Before that, The Marvelettes and Destination Anywhere, number 63 from 1968. And we started with Diana Ross and the Supremes and I'm Living in Shame, number 10 from 1969. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring Motown artists with their name in the title of the group. Well, here comes the sixth such artist this hour, Barbie Taylor and the Vancouvers and Melinda, right here on Motown Memories.
Surrender them some of that tender love she's given me. Oh, but she tells him no, she'll never go. She's where she'd rather be, in the arms of a man who fits in her plans. She lets them know that man is me.
Although I try to hold in my life. just can't
Boys to Men and Aha, and that reached number 16 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1991. And we started with Bobby Taylor for the Vancouver's and Melinda, number 48 from 1968. Well, this hour, we featured six Motown artists with their name in the title of the group. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.